Meet the millennials looking to get rich or die trying with one of Wall Street's riskiest oil plays, and they all meet on Reddit.
This is Money, Markets, and More. Money-saving tips from the savvy reporters at MarketWatch.com.
I'm Quentin Futrell, and we're here at Money, Markets, and More with Priya Anand, standing in for Katie Hill this week, who's on vacation. And we're talking about millennials who are on Reddit and day trading and making serious bucks. At least some of them are making serious bucks. And we have Sally French, who we spoke to yesterday, and Sean Langlois on the line, who wrote a great article for MarketWatch about day trading 20 and 30-somethings on Reddit. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
So tell us, first of all, just explain briefly what day trading is, how you can make tons of money on it, how you can lose tons of money on it, and then what you found on these forums on the social media site Reddit.
Okay, I'll take that first one. Day trading is really not for everybody, and in fact, it's really not for anybody when you crunch the numbers. It's kind of a fool's game to try to make a living out of it, but, you know, just like gambling in Vegas, people get drawn to it. You find the younger generation particularly, they want to go out there and make a quick buck. You see it all the time, and you see the horror stories of, you know, I started with 1,000, I turned it into 10,000, then I lost it all. I mean, those kind of stories are a dime a dozen, but, you know, it's the draw of gambling. And in this story, we kind of take a look at an area, you know, part of the web where people are doing this like crazy, and we really had a lot of fun looking at it.
So how did you find this particular site on Reddit? This one's called Wall Street Bets. What was it about that particular forum on Reddit that appealed to you?
So Wall Street Bets is a place where UWTI, which is a 3x leveraged oil trade ETN, is being traded like crazy. These people can't stop talking about it. So on Reddit, there are quite a few different investing forums. There's one called Investing, something called Stocks, a couple things that cater towards a couple different tastes, but definitely Wall Street Bets is the one where you have the most irreverent traders, the one who dream about yachts. They're tasteless. They're hilarious for sure. It's definitely outrageous, and we profile a lot of the most outrageous characters in our story.
You know what I find interesting about this story? My job before I came to MarketWatch was on a trading desk, and you know, it's kind of amazing how it mirrors the kind of attitude you see. It's kind of the frat boy, smack-talking, sort of trash-talking attitude that you see on trading desks all over Wall Street. But you kind of get a front-row seat of it that most people don't ever get a glimpse of. So I found that aspect of it to be really interesting.
So wait, let's set the scene a little bit here. These people, you say in your story that they're millennials. They're all pretty young. Are these people who are also traders by profession, or does it look like these people also spend a solid chunk of their time doing this, like, of their own volition to make a quick buck, like how one would choose to gamble or, like, bet in a horse race or something, even if you're, like, you know, a pharmacy worker or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question, Priya. So it's kind of a mix. There are people who are traders full-time. We talked to someone who said this is his job. He didn't have a job out of college, but he's making $7,000 a month right now by trading, and he's been doing this for a couple months now.
Just for himself, though. Just for himself for a company?
No, I don't think actually, not many of them in there. There was a few I think we may have come across, but in general, I think these were kind of part-timers, you know, they might do it for a living, but not employed by a company. Sally, I think maybe we talked to someone who actually worked for a company who did it, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of people who, you know, studied finance in college or economics, and they work in private equity or they work in venture capital, and this is sort of their side hobby. But nobody is on here to trade for a company and is here getting advice that we found.
Yeah.
And you found one particular guy who claims to have invested $900 and made $55,000. Tell us about him.
And where did he get that $900 from?
Yeah,
if
we want
really
to know.
Young, like
where
I don't know. As a young person, young people are always like, "I have so many loans, etc. I can barely pay the rent." Like this guy's just like throwing $900 out there on this thing that like potentially is risky off of advice from like other people on the internet.
Yeah, so he's a high schooler. He's 18 years old, And he comes from a background where his parents do care about finance. He told us that his mom would listen to CNBC on his way home from school. And so he was always sort of exposed to that. And he just had money saved up, whether from gifts. You know, his parents definitely gave him some money, and he was able to turn that into $55,000 based on a lot of what he had read on Wall Street Bets. He's a smart guy. He's in AP economics. He wants to study economics or finance in college. But he also, when we talked to him, definitely recognized that a lot of that was a gamble and it was a lot of luck. And so he's one of the traders who's being a little bit more cognizant about spending. And he said with the $55,000, it was dumb luck. He thought about buying a Ford Mustang, but then he decided to keep the money to fund future investments. Although he did buy two things, he bought tickets to go see The Big Short, and he bought a new computer with two monitors so he can trade better.
So we don't know whether he's lost any of that money or increased it yet, but I guess either is eminently possible. And Wall Street Bets, this particular forum on Reddit, also it seems to be inspired by movies like The Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think we may even have used a photo from that movie to illustrate the article that you two wrote. But it also has at least one famous alumnus, doesn't it?
Oh, that's right. So Martin Shkreli was, you know, the pharma guy, pharma bro. He was a moderator on there. I don't know how long ago it was. I don't know if we determined that, but apparently he got removed, or I don't think he was banned from it, but it's kind of an interesting take with him. He's kind of fits perfectly the mold of the investor we're looking for, kind of where most places you would see Shkreli kind of get lampooned or, you know, get made fun of or just hated and detested. On this little corner, they love him. He's like the hero. This is the guy they want to be. They want to be the guy out there making big bets, making big money, making big moves. So it's kind of funny. He, even though he's gone now as a moderator, he still kind of lives on in the side as being this guy, something to held up to and they want to chase.
To remind viewers, listeners rather, that Martin Shkreli was the fellow who bought the drug Daraprim and then increased the price by about 5,000%, and that's used for was used by a lot of AIDS patients and also for other anti-malarial, anti-parasitic. But he got a lot of flack for that, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
What's funny about this is it seems to completely ignore the biggest piece of investing advice people tend to give out. And we all hear this all the time since we work at MarketWatch, which is don't invest off of emotions. But here it's like not only the emotion of, like, you know, wanting to be really risky is that the reason for doing this, but it's also like they relish in like this thrill of like I'm throwing all this money in. And I don't know, doesn't that go against, Sean, everything people tell our readers, like don't invest based on just like wanting that rush, like, you know, play it sound, go for the long term?
Absolutely. I think you can kind of draw a line, and this goes beyond the board here into general. You can draw the line between the people that are investing and making the smart moves and then the pure gamblers. There's always going to be pure gamblers. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the Las Vegas style approach to stock market. There's a certain allure there, right? You throw your $100 out, maybe you get $1,000, maybe you lose it all. That's always going to be there, but it's not something that we generally on MarketWatch and most financial advisors aren't going to be pushing too much, you know, that you can approach the market in a smart, savvy, safer way, or you can go for the thrills. So it's just kind of pick your poison. You know, like we were talking about the 18-year-old making the $55,000, inevitably he got a taste of that, but he is going to have a day where he loses it all too. That's just what happens when you approach it that way.
This sort of goes on like the Wolf of Wall Street culture of like that rush and like wanting the yacht, wanting all the money, wanting to, you know, they use the phrase YOLO, you only live once, to sort of back up all their risky bets. Like, you might as well try it, right? What do you have to lose? Just a boatload of money then that you can't buy a yacht with at the end of the day if you don't have it anymore. But what's interesting is, like, I don't know, everyone, when the Wolf of Wall Street movie came out too, people sort of frown upon that behavior, but it seems like these people are really like raising it up as like what they want to embody. And so many people frowned on Martin Shkreli, and they're like, you know, he's a jerk. He raised the price of his drug so much that people rely on, and he's proud of himself for it. And everyone thinks he's being sort of like a jerk online. And I don't know, these people seem to like really feed off that and want that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the extreme. That's the gambler's mentality, and we'll see it in there. You know, it is entertaining. Hopefully these guys are using the play money. They're not, you know, putting their important money to risk here because, like I said, it'll vanish. And, you know, they might make some, but eventually they'll lose it too. But I find people I come across that are doing this generally do it as the kind of play money. Hey, I have $10,000. Let's see if I can turn it into $100,000. If I don't, it'll just play money anyway. I mean, that's kind of the healthiest way to approach it. Of course, not everyone
scared?
Does it, but...
Was anyone scared of all the people you talked to? Was anyone like, I just did this because some other person on the internet told me it's a good idea, and now I'm terrified I will lose my $1,000 because I'm 20 years old. Like, was anyone scared at all?
Absolutely not. I would say this is a forum of people with the utmost confidence that they will have a yacht and will be trading from the yacht. On this board, nobody is scared.
But you did speak to somebody who, a 30-something investor in Montreal who walked away $150,000 in the red, and he's given it up. He said it landed him in the doctor's office.
Yeah, this guy was interesting. He's a little bit older than the typical millennial demographic, but he's the cautionary tale. I don't think he's going to be giving up trading. He needed a break. I mean, it's a really stressful endeavor, obviously. When you put that kind of money on the line, day to day you see your cash disappear and then grow. It can really get to you. You go to any Wall Street sort of trading floor, and you're going to see a lot of guys with ulcers, a lot of guys. I mean, it's a nasty business in that way, and he was one of the victims. He said he was staying up all night, drinking coffee, hours in the middle of the night, losing money, and he finally just had to step away from it. I think inevitably you'll see this confidence that we're seeing on the board turn into that for a lot of people, because there's going to come a day when it catches up with them, and then they have to deal with the toll it takes on their body and their mind and their pocketbook.
Is anybody going into serious debt? Are they just using money? Obviously, the first rule of gambling is only play with what you can afford to lose. But are people using money they don't have for this betting?
I mean, I get the sense, I don't know what Sally found when she was talking to people, but I get the sense that these are youngsters that are using money that they have, and they're kind of more prepared to lose it, although they don't think they will. I mean, of course, there's a lot of stories about the guys who go into debt. They margin, they end up with huge bills that they can't pay. I mean, it can obviously get very ugly. But most of the people that we talk to, I feel like they were betting smaller chunks of money trying to turn it into something big and not going deeply into leverage.
That's true. And the common phrase, much like YOLO on this subreddit, is going all in. That word is being used so many times, and a lot of people say they're going all in. But the interesting thing is it is a lot of young people who are just out of college and maybe now just have some disposable income. Going all in for these people seems to mean more like thousands, even hundreds of dollars. It's not going in on hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You talk to one kid, though, who's just in high school. Are a significant number of these kids in high school still? That's pretty young to be playing with, I don't know, like bigger chunks of money.
It really seems to be mostly people who are maybe 25, they're just out of college. It's all male that we found. We could not find a single woman on the subreddit, although I'm sure they're out there. It's mostly the 25-year-old guy who finally has a job and finally has some disposable income to spend on trading.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to find too many high schoolers. That's pretty rare, and they're out there too, but that's the only one we found.
Wow. Well, I've heard of parents, you know, getting upset about their kids playing video games, but, you know, day trading hundreds and even thousands of dollars is a new one to me. And I actually, from reading your article, learned about YOLO. Maybe, Priya, did you know about YOLO?
You didn't know what YOLO was?
No, I had no idea what YOLO was.
Quentin sits next to me and I teach him millennial things all the time.
Yeah, I feel like a fossil. But now I'm going to start dropping
Gmail tricks.
Yeah, I'm going to start dropping YOLO into my conversation and see how that works out. I'll let you know. Sally and Sean, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this crazy wild west of day trading on Reddit. It was a great story.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Priya Anand.
And I'm Quentin Fotrell. You've been listening to Money Markets and More, where we talk about the most fascinating personal finance stories of the week. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. And follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts.
YOLO.